Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Sticker shock. We've all had that and we've all experienced that from our buyers. The problem here is that folks won't admit that they have sticker shock. These buyers don't want to appear cheap, so they'll either ghost you or give some general objections like, well, we've gone in another direction. So the key here is to nip sticker shock in the bud. My favorite tactic, the preemptive strike. Here are two great places to point out your differences before you ever talk about price. First up, use it as an aside when talking about broader challenges and the journey. I'll use myself as an example. When a buyer asks about my track record, I say something like, "Here's the secret sauce behind my results." Then I'll point out the difference between my work and that of the low-cost competitors. Now here's another one. Or when I'm educating a prospect about marketplace trends, I'll mention the damage done by the low-cost providers. I'll say something like, you know, 25% of those work with me have learned the hard way that blah, blah, blah providers don't work. Here's what they've told me. Second, when you tell stories about your clients, use the difference as a teaching tool, a cautionary tale. Your message here should be, don't let this happen to you. Now, here's another example from my world. I had a client who treaded water for 3 years working with other people who gave her advice at 30,000 feet. She paid me for an in-depth market analysis and was on her way in a matter of months. So when I talk to prospects who hesitate on my price, I point out the similarities between her and them and offer to introduce them to her. Or, here's another idea, you can really go to the dark side with an example of someone who never got the help they needed. I know folks who closed up shop because they refused to get help until it was too late. I use these disaster stories as cautionary tales. If you know that there are bargain basement options out there, then you can bet that your buyers know that too. So if we bring it up first, then we have a chance to change how the buyer sees our pricing. Sure, some will still go to the buyers, but then who knows? They might come back to you for repairs. Hope this helps. Now you go out there and be brilliant.